أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم أنتم هؤلاء تقتلون أنفسكم وتخرجون فريقا منكم من ديارهم تظاهرون عليهم بالإثم والعدوان وإن يأتوكم أسارى تفادوهم وهو محرم عليكم إخراجهم. These ayat which we are reading and the incident of the Jews who were living in Medina Sharif, and there were two groups who were always fighting with one another, and then there were the idolaters who later became the Ansar, and they also used to fight one another and they used to help one another. In that, Allah's command was to them that they should not fight with one another, they should not kill one another, they should not exile them and send them out of the places. And if anyone does become a captive of war, then they should pay the ransom money and set him free. However, they did one thing and two things they did not do. That is, they were commanded not to fight one another, they fought one another. They were commanded not to exile anyone, they exiled their own people. And they were commanded to set anyone free if he was taken captive of war, that they did. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَاُولَاءِ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. پھر تم وہ لوگ ہو کہ ویسے ہی خون کرتے ہو آپس میں. Then you people broke those laws of Allah Ta'ala and you fought with one another, that is your own people, supporting the idolaters, the Aus and Khazraj, the Banu Qurayza and Banu Nadir, the Jewish tribes. They were really addressed, and you people supporting them started fighting one another, killing one another. وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. And you too may exile groups of people from their homes. And you send them out, you deported them, you exiled them. So these two things you were forbidden from doing, but you were doing those things. تَظَاهَرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. چرہائی کرتے ہو ان پر گناہ اور ظلم سے. And in this you transgressed the laws of Allah, you broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and you made ظلم, you oppressed one another, your own people, against the laws of Allah, you fought one another. وَإِنْ يَأْتُوكُمْ أُسَارَى تُفَادُوهُمْ. اور اگر وہی آئے تمہارے پاس قیدی تو ان کو رہا کرتے ہو. And if anyone is taken as a prisoner of war, then you pay the ransom and set him free. That was according to the command of Allah, you did that. One thing you did according to the command of Allah, and two things you broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِخْرَاجُهُمْ. اور ان کو نکالنا حرام تھا ان پر اللہ کی طرف سے. And to exile the people, and worse than that, to kill them, that was made haram from Allah Ta'ala. So two things, they broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and that was just because they supported, they made an agreement of support for the other groups. So that support, which was a material thing, a dunya thing, that you upheld, but you broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And setting the people free when they were taken as captives of war, that you did not do also, though it was in accordance to the laws of Allah, but you did not do it for the pleasure of Allah and in accordance to the law of Allah. You did it for your own sake, for your own pleasure. You wanted to set them free, you did not set them free for the according to the command of Allah, but according to the dictates of your nafs. So from here we learn this lesson also, that even fulfilling the laws of Allah, like we are coming for namaz, it must not be for our nafs sake, but it must be for the pleasure of Allah. Whatever we do, whatever act of deen we do, in accordance to the laws of Allah, but our niyat must be only for the, that it is the command of Allah, not that we that it is our desire. Fortunate is that person whose desires agree and come in conformity with the laws of Allah Ta'ala. But it must be done not because of our nafs sake, but because it is the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Anything we do must not be to please ourselves, but to please Allah Ta'ala. If we uphold the laws of Allah, it must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. If we go against our nafs and we do what Allah wants to, it must be also for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. As we will read in the ayat in front, that Allah says that the Jewish people, and all this Allah has brought in the Quran for us to take a lesson. That we must not be, that some of the commands of Allah we observe and others we don't observe. A person has to work that he becomes fully compliant with the laws of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah is our creator, He is our nourisher, sustainer, He is seeing to all our needs, to Him we are going to return. So we must be compliant with all the laws of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and for the pleasure of Allah. Not for our own nafsake, not to show that I'm somebody big or I'm somebody great, but solely for the pleasure of Allah. May Allah let us take the lessons of the Quran Sharif, bring them in our lives and live our lives accordingly, and may Allah protect us in every way. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.